Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And welcome back, everybody. A lot been happening here at the King's Castle.
That's right.
Most notably, we just won an election, and it's not even election season.
That's right. You better look out.
Watch out. Readers and voters for USA Today's 10 Best have voted Grayson the world's best music attraction. Libby, I think we already knew that, didn't we?
We already knew that. Everyone else already knew that, but it's they're just catching up.
Affirmation to what we already knew. But Graceland up against a lot of other wonderful worldwide music-themed attractions, including the Apollo Theater in New York, Abbey Road Studio in London, but Graceland taking the top honors also near the top of the list, right behind Graceland, Sun Studio here
Sun
in Memphis.
Sun Studio, Stax Museum.
Sure is. And even the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, and just wonderful, wonderful list to be a part of. And so thank you to the Elvis fans who voted us.
That's right.
Into the top spot, along with all the other nearly 19 million people who visited Graceland since we opened for tours. We just celebrated an anniversary for opening to the public. 33 years. So in those 33 years, we've become the number one tourist attraction in terms of
world.
Music. In the world. So wonderful. And if you have been making your way to Memphis, you might have seen in your back seat pocket a magazine with some information about Memphis and throwing a few more accolades at our city.
That's right, and we'll take them all. United Hemispheres magazine did a cover in their most recent issue. It was the 3 perfect days in Memphis, and as we mentioned, Sun Studio is a big attraction that was mentioned along with Graceland here to work in and your 3 perfect days here. If you're making a weekend trip, you got to stop by. Graceland is the number one. And
of
then
course.
You got to stop by and see Sun Studio, the National Civil Rights Museum, see those cute ducks at the Peabody. And then they also mentioned some restaurants, because when you're here in Memphis, you got to go out to eat. You got to find some
you
good things to eat.
You can't do those chains like you do back home.
No.
When you come to Memphis, you gotta change it up. And we've got a great, lively culinary scene and a couple of restaurants that I know you and I both frequent on occasion.
Yes, I love Hog and Hominy, and they mentioned that I think if my parents made lima beans the way Hog and Hominy makes lima beans, I would be a lot stronger now because
really?
I would eat it. I would eat them all the time.
Well, they also mentioned the Rendezvous, which is my go-to for out-of-towners for barbecue.
Yes.
Which it's a dry rub. It's different. But I like it. It's my preference. And also the arcade, the famous arcade on Main Street at G.E. Patterson, downtown across the street from the train station. And that is where Elvis would kind of use the back door. He had his own back door and booth. And there's always sometimes a fight in the morning for the Elvis booth for the tourists in town who want to sit in the Elvis booth. But it is a great place to go. They serve the world famous peanut butter and banana sandwich. But they also have sweet potato pancakes,
which I'll
are
have
really
to get
tasty.
Those.
Kind of different.
I always get the BLT. There.
That's
it's
another
a quality
good choice.
BLT.
And speaking of accolades for Memphis and other things you must see, recently, USA Today did a story about Memphis calling us a boomtown.
That's
right.
We
live in Boomtown, USA.
Well, I knew it.
We did lots of great things happening here, from our Memphis Grizzlies to the Pyramid, which used to be the home to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Right.
Now a Bass Pro Shop. And while that might sound a little crazy, you have to see it in person because it is the world's largest Bass Pro Shop. 33 stories of stainless steel. There's now an elevator that goes to the top that actually has like an aquarium in the top.
Yeah, tallest freestanding elevator in America.
Yeah, for me, I don't like heights, so I kind of have to like look at the elevator door
because
I can't handle
like
the glass
heights
around me. It kind of freaks me out when we're like 33 stories up and there's nothing below us.
But if Kevin can do it, you can do it.
Yes, you can do it. And it's a sight to see. So if you've been to Graceland or planning to make your way back to Memphis for Elvis Week this year, make sure the Bass Pro Shops at the Pyramid is on your list of a must-see because it truly is fantastic. They've got some great restaurants. It's certainly something wonderful to see and do. But in the process of talking about that, USA Today called us a boomtown for all of the great things happening here. The Memphis Blues Hall of Fame just recently opened, the renovation and expansion of the National Civil Rights Museum. So a lot going on. And they also mentioned the brand new guest house at Graceland, which is presently under construction right here at Graceland right now.
That's right. We're so excited to get that.
We sure are. And coming up this weekend.
Ready. coming up this weekend is Father's Day.
It is. Have you?
It's not just Kevin's birthday.
Oh, please. It is my birthday, but I've been bad. There's going to be coal in my stocking. That's what we get for birthdays, right?
Right. That's the same thing.
Sure. But have you done your Father's Day shopping yet?
Well, some, but I guess I've got to pick up a few more things. So if you're like me and you kind of wait till sort of the last minute, the sale, we're always having a sale here at Graceland. So go to shop.graceland.com. Sale ends Saturday. So, and right now we're having 10% off CDs and men's clothing and hats. And if you spend more than $75, you'll get free shipping.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
So shop.graceland.com to do all of your Father's Day shopping or just to find that something for the Elvis fan in your life or perhaps, if you're like me, yourself.
Take advantage.
And as we get ready for Elvis Week here at Graceland, we're gearing up for the auction at Graceland, which always a lot of fun becoming a new event that we've just started at Graceland here in the last couple of Elvis weeks and birthdays and become already something that people look forward to. So things are rolling in the door for people to consign. And of course, none of the things in the auction at Graceland that takes place during Elvis Week or birthday comes from the Graceland archives. All those things belong to Lisa Marie Presley, and she will never let them go. All of these things actually belong to folks who over time were given things to Elvis or purchased things like that. So nothing's coming from the archive. And during the auction, someone from Graceland is in the audience bidding as well for some of these items.
Because these are some pretty awesome artifacts. And really cool memories that go along with these.
One of the big things folks are looking forward to in the auction this year is...
The suit.
The jumpsuit.
Yes.
I kind of want it, but I can't afford it. I'd have to mortgage the house.
I could... Yeah, that's a big temptation, but we're super excited about it.
I might be afford to afford like one of the rhinestone.
Just one of the rhinestones.
Yeah, that's all I could afford. I couldn't even afford the belt. But no, fantastic jumpsuit is just one of the many things coming up in,
174
lots are going to be available for the auction at Graceland taking place Thursday, August 13th at 7 p.m. Central. More information at graceland.com/auction. Even a TCB gold and diamond necklace gifted to Sammy Davis Jr. is going to be available for auction this year. Who knows what the team at Graceland is going to be bidding on. But as we've known, there are always some very aggressive bidders out there. Case in point, the My Happiness acetate.
Oh my gosh.
Which we wanted to come back to Graceland. And unfortunately, Jack White has a really big bank account as well.
That's right.
And was able to wrestle it away from us at the auction. But we're glad he's definitely sharing it with the world. And of course, just goes to show you never know who's going to be at the auction.
Yeah, but you can view some of these items that are going to be debuted at the auction. You can also see them at our Vegas exhibit at the Westgate Resort.
Yes, some of the artifacts, a select few, are on display at the Westgate Resort and Casino in Las Vegas at the Elvis exhibition there, and they'll be on display through mid-July, and then a majority of the artifacts will then be on display leading up to the auction at Graceland in August. They will be on display at the Carr Museum here at Graceland. So again, more information, graceland.com/auction on how you can check out the items, purchase the collectible catalog, or qualify to become a bidder and get a paddle and reserve your seat for the auction. Graceland.com/auction. And before we go, you've got one sighting for us.
I've got a sighting, so hold on to your seats. Angie Simpson was in Alcatraz. She said she toured Alcatraz today and found Elvis in the gift shop with Jailhouse Rock. Very fitting.
That is very cool. Elvis is everywhere, even on Alcatraz.
That's right.
Well, that wraps up this edition of the Reverend Nackin Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.